This is 2009, and we're observing the holy appearance day of Patita Pavan Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who appeared in West Bengal as the son of Hari Pandit and Pavamati in the village of Ekachakra Dham. And Chaitanya Bhagavat, one verse, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he explains about how the mercy of Nityananda is unlimited. Nityamar Dayara Avadi. Avadi means there is no end, there is no cessation. Nitya's mercy is the ultimate expression of compassion and mercy. No matter where you look, no matter what avatar, what incarnation, what appearance of Lord, you'll never find a form of Bhagavan, Vishnu Tattva, who is more merciful than Nitai. If someone gets the mercy of Nityananda, then their entire life will change. Nitai na bolilo mukhe majilo samsara sukhe. If one doesn't utter the name of Nitai, 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 and if he's not begging for the mercy of Nitai, if he's not serving Nitai, then he's absorbed in the so-called happiness of birth and death, samsara sukha. Such a person is simply a pashu, stool-eating animal, according to Narottam Das Thakur. So Nityananda is Anantashesh, he's Balaram, he's Lakshman, he's Nityananda Ram, he's Ananta, unlimitedly, unendingly blissful. His bliss never ends. He's absorbed in relishing the bliss of Sevananda, serving Krishna in all his various forms, serving Krishna as Bhagavan Sri Krishna, serving the Purushavatars, serving as gravity, serving as Anantashesh, serving as Lakshman. Everywhere he's serving is Nityananda. After Nityananda was born, a few years later, and you can see this deity when you go to Ekachakra, his head is extremely tilted towards Radharani. It almost looks like Radharani is pulling his left ear. And his head is tilted down because he can't bear the pulling of his ear. A few years after Hari Pandit and Padmavati gave birth to Nitai, they gave birth to a younger brother. His name was Bankarai. Like Banke Bihari Ki. The Lord is Banki, Tribanga Lalitam, Tribanga, Sham Sundar, Tribanga Lalitam. Krishna is meant in three places. The beautiful bend of his knee, his waist, and his neck. So he was, Banka means crooked in three places. So he's Bankarai. The word Rai refers to Radharani. So Bankarai is actually Shyamasundara and Radharani mixed. Just as Shyam and Radhika are mixed in Gaurasundara. When he was a boy, Nitai and Bankarai, they used to play all over Ekachakra. And there's a river that flows through Ekachakra Gram, and it's called Yamuna Nadi. And together, Bankarai and Nitai would enact various leelas from Dwapara Yuga, Krishna and Balaram's leelas. And then he would enact leelas from Treta Yuga, Lakshman and Ramchandra's leelas. One day, these two brothers, Dobai, Bankarai and Nitai, they went to the village of their mother's grandfather called Mayureshwara. As they were about to enter the village, some local people told them, "Don't go to that jungle. There's a very venomous and dangerous viper, cobra. If anyone enters that jungle, the cobra kills them instantly. No one ever returns from that jungle." Nitai and Bankarai, they laughed, paid no attention, and sauntered into the jungle, carefree, footloose and fancy free. There they saw, underneath a tamal tree, raising its hood, and hissing with his, spitting his venomous poison, the cobra came out. Nitai was not afraid. He was not disturbed. He simply raised his hand and said, "Hey, you stupid rascal. Who are you? Don't move. Why are you killing innocent animals and human beings?" Of course, in another form, Nitai is Anantashesh. He's Nagaraj. He's the king of all snakes. So when he told the snake to stop, the cobra immediately became quiet and stopped. Then the cobra related his previous life from Dwapara Yuga. In his previous life in Dwapara Yuga, the Pandavas had come to stay there in Ekachakra. They were staying in a place called Pandavatala, which you can see. And just outside the village, in the field, you can see the place where they were staying. There's some trees marking that place. In that village, when they were staying there, there was one Rakshasa named Bakasura. Not the Bakasura of Braj Leela. There's a Bakasura of Mahabharata. It's told there. And it's a long story that he would eat people every day, and they made an agreement that this Bakasura was a Rakshasa. So every month or day, different families would take turns offering one of their children and a bullock cart full of food and sent out to the jungle to feed the Bakasura demon. So when Bhima heard about that big cart of food and the plight of the villagers suffering at the hands of this vicious Rakshasa, he said, "Let me drive the bullock cart out there." So he went out there and he met that Rakshasa. And he defeated him. And first he ate all the food on the cart, of course. Then killed the demon. It was a huge amount of food. Something like 5,000 mounds of cooked rice. And so much unlimited food. So Arjuna was some other part of the village. When he returned home, Kunti said that Bhima had gone to fight a big Rakshasa. So Arjuna was worried, so he went after him to assist his brother Bhima. And on the way, Arjuna took his... He fixed an arrow on his Gandiva bow and released his special Nagapash Astra, which is a snake arrow. And he said, he told the snake arrow, he said, "You go find this Rakshasa, Bakasura, and you tie him up." A few minutes later, Arjuna met Bhima. Bhima said, "He already finished the demon, and then we can go back." So Arjuna said, "All right, you go back to Mother Kunti. I have to somehow find that Nagapash that released, and otherwise this cobra arrow, this snake, will be moving here and there and may bite someone, create a disturbance. So I have to adjust everything." So Arjuna met up with his snake arrow, who had taken the form of a cobra, crawling here and there in Ekachakra, nearby Ekachakra. And then he said, "All right, listen, cobra, you just stay here under this tamal tree." And then the cobra said, "What about my food?" So Arjuna said, "Don't worry, stay this tamal tree. Then if by chance anyone comes over here, you can eat them up. But don't go out and bother anyone." So this was my last life. So the cobra was telling Nitai his previous life story in Dwapara Yuga, that he'd been staying there ever since. So Nitai addressed the cobra. He said, "Listen, now Don't do this anymore, killing innocent animals and human beings. Just stay in this hole and don't come out. Remain under this tamal tree and don't hurt anyone. Now the cobra of Kali Yuga said, well, how can I survive? What will I eat? He said, don't worry, Nittai said. People will come and worship you, and they'll offer food to you. So then, obeying Nittai's order, the order of Anantashesh, the cobra stayed there. So at that time, Nityananda Prabhu took off one of his earrings and put it over the opening of that hole, covering it. Kind of like a doorway or some way to keep the snake from coming out. And from that day on, Nityananda only had one earring, ek kundala, not two. The earring that Nittai placed over the hole gradually increased in size. Now it has turned into a big block of stone, and people have built a small temple over it. Well, I saw this place. This is nearby. This is about maybe 5-10 kilometers from Ekachakra. You can see this in place of Nityananda's Kundal, Ekundalastan. That Leela is there from Gaur Leela. It's called Kundalatala. So people still go there today, and they worship the cobra and offer him much food. Murari Gupta, he glorifies Nittai. Avaduta Mahateja Nityanando Mahatam Baladevam Shito Jato Mahayogi Swayam Prabhu Antasikula Shilani Karmani Vaktam Utsahe Api Varsha Shatena Api Priyaspatir Api Swayam Vaktam Neshe Pare Kimva Vayam Hi Shudra Jantava Sri Krishna Dvitiyaschapi Kauranga Pranavalava. This is from Mahakavya Chaitanya Charita, Chapter 4, Part 1, Verse 13 through 15. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is the plenary portion of Baladev. Although the greatest of the great, he appears as an avadut and a great mystic. In reality, he is the Supreme Lord himself, the origin of all emanations. Jata Mahayogi. He's a great Mahayogi with Jat. Even Brihaspati himself, with 100 years at his disposal, can hardly attempt to describe Nityananda's character and activities. If even Brihaspati is such a wonderful personality, he cannot describe the unlimited qualities of Nittai, then how can an insignificant living entity like ourselves? Nityananda is second only to Sri Krishna, and he is more dear to Lord Gauranga than his own life breath. Gauranga Pranavalava. That was a very wonderful name for Nityananda. Gauranga Pranavalava. Sri Krishna Dvitiyash Chapi Gauranga Pranavalava. Gauranga Pranavalava, the beloved of the life heirs of Lord Gauranga, beloved, the dearest beloved of the heart of Gauranga. Gauranga Pranavalava Nityananda Rama Ki Jai. In Bhakti Ratnakar, Sri Narahari Chakravarti describes something about the movements of Lord Nityananda. It's chapter 12, of course these are all in particular ragas. Prabhu Nityananda Ram Rupe Gune Anupam Padmavati Garbe Janamila Nija Gana Laya Sange Dwadasha Vatsararange Sri Eka Chakraya Vilasila. Prabhu Nityananda Ram, whose form and qualities are incomparable, Rupaguni Anupam, appeared from the garbha or womb of Mother Padmavati. Dvarshavatsurarange. For 12 years he enjoyed pastimes of playing with his childhood friends in the village of Ekachakra. Sri Ekachakra Vilas, Nija Gan Laya Sange, with his own gun, with his own group of friends, he associated. And it's interesting that the figure 12 years is there again. Often when 12 years, as the astrologers say, that 12 years is like a yuga, a mini yuga. A set period of time for the living entity is 12 years, a yuga. Many things happen, changes every 12 years. After 12 years, one may see some radical change in her life or life pattern, work, social setting, family, physical health, etc. Gaurava tirna haile sanyasira sanga chale. Gaurava tirna haile sanyasira sanga chale bahira haila gara haite tirta parayatana kare vimshati vatsara pare anande aila nadiyate. When Gauranga descended to this world, Nityananda, on the pretext of accompanying or going with a sannyasi, left his home in Ekachakra, Tirtha Paryantana. Nitai traveled to many holy places, holy tirthas, Vimshati Vatsara Pari. Then after 20 years, he joyfully entered Nadia. So he's about 32 when he came to Nadia. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was beginning his Sankirtan Leela at the age of about 19. After he was initiated by Ishwara Puriyangaya when he was about 19. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was about 12 to 15 years older. Like Balaram is the older brother of Krishna. Nitai was about 12 or 15 years older than Gaurachandra. Paya prana gorachande, pari se premera fande, danda kamandalo fele dure, saramati sankirtane, shetre chale prabhusane, prabhu danda tina khanda kare. Gaurachand was the very life of Nitai. Nityananda fell into the trap that Gaurachandra set for him. What was that trap? It was a trap of ecstatic love. The danda and kamandalu he threw far away. Nitai's heart was always in sankirtan, saramati sankirtani. His consideration, his thinking, his thoughts, his heart, sada mati sankirtane. His heart, he always had his heart in sankirtan. Nitai accompanied Mahaprabhu on the journey to Jagannath Kshetra. And during that journey, Nitai broke Mahaprabhu's danda in three places. Prabhu danda teen khanda kare. Prabhura adesha mate gora asi kshetra haite. Prabhu mano hita karma haila kaila dasanara hari gati vasu jana vara pati jare tare prema bilaila. On the request of Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, Nitai left Sri Kshetra, Jagannath Puri, and returned to Gaurudesh. He tried his best to carry out the heart's desire of Gaurachandra. He freely gave away to one and all the gift of ecstatic spiritual love. Nitai is the husband of Janava and Vasudha and the very shelter of Narahari Das. Sri Bhakti Ratnakara ki jai. Nityananda Das, in his famous classic book, Prem Vilas, chapter 7, describes the meeting of Ishwarapuri and Nittai. One day, a sannyasi came to Ekachakra and visited the home of Hadai Pandit, the father of Nityananda. The pious Hadai Pandit happily greeted this wandering mendicant, and he asked him, "What does he want?" Since sannyasi replied, "Give me your son, Nittai. He will assist me as I travel on pilgrimage." Upon hearing this request, Hadai Pandit's heart cracked in a million pieces over the impending separation. Nevertheless, he upheld his word to give alms to the sannyasi, and he presented his illustrious son Nittai to that wandering mendicant. Although Nittai associated with that sannyasi, he did not take sannyas danda. Although he dressed as an avadut, and Nittai wandered on pilgrimage with that sannyasi for 20 years, with him and alone, Nittai was always absorbed in remembering Sri Nandanandan of Vrindavan. During his travels, Nittai met Ishwarapuri, the guru of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. At their meeting, Ishwarapuri was smiling and said, "Nittai, your pilgrimage is over now. Now you can start your mission. The Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has manifested in Navadvipa. You should go there and search for him." Lochan Das Thakur gives this prayer, Sri Sri Gaura Nityananda Vigyapti, a prayer to Gaur Nittai. He baro karuna kara chaitanya Nittai mosama patakiyar tribhuvane nai. O Chaitanya Nittai, now please be merciful. If you look throughout the three worlds, ara tribhuvan burbhuvaswa, you'll not find a greater sinner than myself. Muniyati mudamati mayera napar esava pape mora tanojarajar. I am most foolish and stupid. I am simply a servant of Maya. Within my body, all sins are living. Nacha adama jata chila anachari tasabaha itte mor papati bhari tasabaha itte more papati bhari. The weight of my sins is far greater than all the sins of the malechas, fallen persons, and ill-behaved people put together. The mlechas, adamas, and anacharis. Ashesha papera papi jagai madhai tadonhare udarile tomara dutti bhai lochana bale mo adame Daya naile kene tumi na karile daya ke karibeyane. Although Jagai and Madai were the greatest of sinners, you two brothers delivered them. Loshandas says, why have you not distributed your mercy to this most wretched person if you will not be merciful to me, then who will be?